specifically for horse racing. Naira Bets. We specialize in thundering hooves, fist pumping, and boosting your bankroll with robust weekly promotions, and offer betting tips from actual horse racing experts. Bet all day and night, nationwide. Get the action and thrill of horse racing with Naira Bets. $200 deposit match with promo Steve200. Visit NairaBets.com for details.
The Ponds family's Country Life and Maryland Farms are the place for breeding and racing in the Mid-Atlantic. Country Life is nationally recognized for making stallions and curly stands, the Mid-Atlantic's leading first and second crop sires, Divining Rod by Tappan and Mosler by Warfront, as well as Frisian Fire. Maryland's 5/8 mile training track completes the full service facilities from the folding barn to the racetrack. Join the excitement of racing with Country Life Farm, where our partnerships can take you from beginning to winning.
Want to know a secret? The Massachusetts Breeding Program pays huge bonuses for finishing first, second, or third at any racetrack in the country. You didn't know that, did you? Massbreds get paid up to an additional 25% of their purse earnings for the owner, and breeder, and stallion owner, and developer. It's the best-kept secret in racing, till now. Tell all your friends, and to learn more, visit massbreds.com.
Would you believe that champions weren't measured by rings, but by a crown? That the history books were written on dirt? That the greatest of all time was a horse?
He is running like a tremendous machine.
Experience the magic at this year's Belmont Stakes as we honor the 50th anniversary of Secretariat's legendary Triple Crown triumph. Join the celebration at Belmont Park on Saturday, June 10th. Tickets on sale now at BelmontStakes.com.
Racing fans, come join us for great racing and good times this weekend at Spectacular Santa Anita. We'll celebrate St. Patrick's Day on Saturday with our $40,000 pot of gold. XB Rewards members can select one envelope, and a number of prizes will be given away, with one lucky fan receiving a $5,000 betting voucher. So come experience the luck of the Irish here at Santa Anita on Saturday. Join us early on Saturday. The first 1,000 fans will get a free Santa Anita jockey color print in the East Paddock Gardens from 11:15 to 12:15 p.m. And be sure to mark Saturday, April 8th on your calendar, as the Grade 1 $750,000 Santa Anita Derby will highlight a tremendous day of racing that will also include five other stakes, including the Grade 2 Santa Anita Oaks, the Grade 2 Charles Whittingham, and the Grade 3 Monrovia. That's all on Santa Anita Derby Day, Saturday, April 8th.
Sirius XM Sports presents
At the Races with Steve Bick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
We're back. We're well into hour two, actually. It's actually much later than I, as the saying goes, it's later than you think. I'm trying to get, I tell you, this may end up being a problem now. Let me reach back to, I'm going to have to, I think I'm going to have to call Callie Francois back, because... Yeah, let me call Callie back to get her booted up here. I'm having actually unbelievable. Boy, it's one difficulty after another here today when it comes to the phone options. The actually, Case, I think you may have to. I think you're going to have to pull Callie through the board, if you don't mind. All right, let me. I'm going to have Casey call Callie. Okay, because is that all right, Case? Can you pull that together? Yeah. because my... my option is giving me a hard time. The action, there's Laurel. Let's reach for Laurel. It gives me a second. There we go. Good. Even on a quiet weekend, there's too many PPs. The five stakes start mid-card, and there is not a stake sequence that that gives you that option. But the pick five includes the Not for Love, the Johnson, the Beyond the Wire, and the Private Terms. So all right, let me here, let's try this. Let's try this again. There we go. There's Callie, I think. Callie, I'm sorry. We got you now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, good. All right. I'm sorry. I'm having difficult phone difficulties, which have been known to crop up. No such difficulties putting together a nice steak sequence at Laurel tomorrow. It's the Pot of Gold.
It is. That was a great accent. It was so good that I'm not even going to try and give you an accent.
That's so funny because Andy Serling's gives me a hard time. Whenever I pop one of those out, he says, "Stop that. Don't do that. You're not good at accents."
Well, have you asked in return? Have you asked him to try the accent that that he just gave you grief over?
No, he won't. He won't do it because he wouldn't do that. Because
well, then he doesn't have anything to land on then.
No, he'll say it's unnecessary. He'll say it's unnecessary and pretentious. Pretentious. In fact, he accused me of being pretentious on the air.
Oh, that's funny. That's a funny one, Andy.
Nice. Thank you. I'll take that to the bank. We got a nice. Hey, this is another. You know these.
Here, wait. Hold on a second. Yes. If Andy's gonna get after you for accent, he's got to back it up. He's got to be able to back it up with a better accent. If not, He can't say anything. Here we go. Let's get into the stakes action at Laurel Park.
The conniver gets things going. 7/8, the Phillies and Mares.
Okay, so obvious candidate one to go for is ultimately everybody is looking at Award Wanted. Cummings has the rail position. I just saw that she visually bounced a little bit last time out. She just got tired. She got, you know, a little bit womped out. I'm just going to give her a break on one of these. I'm waiting to see. I'm going to cautiously wait. I'm actually going to put the 8-5 shot on top. Response time for Hammy Smith. This filly won going at this distance back on early December. She's frankly asking for more distance with those two impressive wins at the 5.5. I'm a huge fan of Award Wanted, but I think with the role that Response Time is on, she's going to be hard to beat.
I do want to mention, because you know, we work with Country Life Farm. I think the Combat Queen at 10-1 is worth noting. Coming out of that allowance, do you know this story about her shoes?
Mm-hmm.
You know about
no,
the shoes.
No, but she was hard for me to not put as a value play on top here. So I have her underneath, but I absolutely love this filly at 10-1.
Well, she lost both shoes, both hind shoes last time.
Wow, okay. That makes everything that much more impressive.
Well, and I appreciate Sally Ellen at CLF giving us that little tidbit for the listeners. Thank you. Sally Ellen, while you're listening, could an update on Landauer would be nice. We've got our two-year-old by Motown that's being prepared over at the other farm. So I haven't heard an update, but the first video I got of him, becoming a gelding has helped him tremendously because he was a psycho.
Yeah, they often are until you cut them.
Yep. So I looking forward, actually. I
smart move.
I'm trying to get down to Maryland and see him. The conniver gives way to the not for love, and we're going six in here. Four and up, and these are Maryland restricted.
Yes. Al Loves Josie is going to be my top slick. Okay, so Eastern Bay, the obvious go-to with the drop-down. I just would love... Now, this horse is being reasonably spaced out as per the way Norman Cash runs his horses, but I still would have loved to see a little bit more. He does hit the perfect distance here today. Not the perfect distance. I think he wants more. I just think the 6 furlongs is just okay. I still feel like within this field, that 6 furlongs will rear its ugly head and be a little bit of a problem for Eastern Bay today. So that's where I go with Al Loves Josie. Al Loves Josie has... So I've been on this colt, on this gelding a couple of times. He's a little bit of a worrywart. So for me to see him not only be able to handle himself a little bit, for example, in the City of Laurel, just coming from off of the pace and not being able to fall apart, really nice run last time out in that optional 55, just not breaking the sharpest, but he was able to handle himself well. I think this horse is on a huge confident roll, and the pace with him being the main pace really works out for him today.
Well, you know, there's a horse I'm just curious about. There's a couple of horses, actually.
There are. This is a good field.
Breezy Gust on the outside is 9-2, coming in from Philly. And on the rail... What do we know about Diane McClure? This is this Arden's Lucky to Be, who is a maid from Lucky, intrigues me. It's a crazy price, and Bryson Butterfly, who I know I've brought up with you before, has ridden this one successfully, and it doesn't seem like this horse with another step forward is impossible.
It's not impossible, but the 30-1 makes sense where the probable is a bit of an issue. So, Diana McClure, she is based down in Middleburg in Virginia, and I'm just waiting for the shoe to drop, but I won't be... Here's the thing, if we get that same price with Arden's Lucky to Be, go ahead and throw a couple of bucks down, because then that could definitely be a nice surprise, but was equally very impressed last time out. Now we'll have to do that exact same plan like he did in that allowance. Just going to have to be able to do that for a 6 furlongs, which isn't too much of a concern, except it's against this field. I think Al Loves Josie on the outside as the speed is really going to be giving this one a run for his money, because this horse is great when he's technically on the lead a little bit by himself. He had duke it out a little bit breaking his maiden, but I feel like he's going to have a little bit more challengers coming at him once they come to him if he gets the lead, and that's where I question whether he'll be able to sustain.
Well, I understand, but he did break the maiden at 7/8, and even though he got beat going 5.5 in that conditional allowance last time, it took a step forward, and
yes.
This was a late starter, a 4-year-old that debuted in December of his 3-year-old season. There's some things to like about this horse. This is This is a funny horse, and I mean there is other speed. Obviously, Coastal Mission right next door. You mentioned Al Loves Josie. I do see that Jose Corrales entered back in the woods on Sunday as well. But this is a stake, so I guess he doesn't have to come out of this race if he entered back on Sunday.
Correct.
All right. Then that gets us to the Harrison Johnson Memorial. And, of course, the tragedy associated with Mr. Johnson's death in a plane crash. We had his son a couple of years ago to pay tribute to him. Always nice that he's remembered with this memorial. And we're going to go the flat one-turn mile for the older horses, the older males.
Yes, and that's, I am going to go ahead and go with the 9-to-5 Nimitz class. He was just, he's been way too impressive. Bruce has been doing an excellent job, not only just with the Nimitz class, but whenever he does send anything over here to Maryland, recently 2-for-8, but 4-for-8 in the money with that. So there's not much to say other than a very impressive horse, whether he takes it from off the pace, whether he goes to the lead. As long as things go well for him out of the gate, he's really in control here. The other one that I have underneath is American Doro. Now, this horse caught a little bit of attention from everybody going into the Richard Small Stakes. Now, watching that Richard Small Stakes made a little bit of an executive mistake, got caught up, basically essentially did an early move, was pressured to do an early move going into that second turn in the Richard Small Stakes, and suffered the consequence. Now we take Tried in the Robert T. Manfusto, wasn't able, excuse me, yes, of course, Sticky Small. I just wanted to be correct on the paper for whoever's looking at their program. So, yes, the Sticky Small Stakes just moved too early, but you come back, tried to bring this one. It just took a couple of races for this horse to get his get his groove back, but finally got it back last time out in that last effort. So I think if they stick to their plan of just sticking from off of the pace, American D'Oro, especially at this one turn mile distance, is going to be a good value at 6-to-1.
This is a very good group, and there's some real quality here, and it will not. You know, well, not surprised to see the likes of a Nimitz class. Here's a 4-year-old that I think is kind of, you know, underexposed, actually, nationally. He's been basically keeping to the Mid-Atlantic and to the circuit. Bruce Kravitz, this is a serious horse. Munnings, 4-year-old. Things keep up like this. You'll have to think about him as a Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile candidate down the road, and of course, you know, our Nation on Parade needs no introduction at the age of 6. Fun group, and you're offering 6-to-1 on American D'Oro as well. Should also probably keep an eye, Callie, on Hello Hot Rod.
I was just about to say, yes.
Right? In the hands of Brittany Russell, I mean, not that Sean Davis did anything wrong by any means.
In fact,
he actually advanced Hello Hot Rod. 5-year-old gelding by Country Life's Mosler, bred actually by Mrs. Charles.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I thought that was very ironic that because she has Ms. Charles does have horses with Brittany anyway, so it's very, yeah, it's not, I wouldn't say full circle, but just a fun ironic coincidence.
You're doing something with Mrs. Charles, are you not?
Yeah, that's to be determined. So, hopefully doing a nice little feature. We'll see how it goes, but I don't want to reveal any much more than that.
Very good. Then the Beyond the Wire, the aftercare tribute race. This is the fillies, the 3-year-olds. They're going a mile.
Yes. So the first one that's going to grab your attention, of course, is Pharaoh's Baby Gal. Everybody, so I'll get to Lady Lowry in a second, but to me, Pharaoh's Baby Gal gained a lot of attention from extending to that first one-turn mile last time out. I think we're going to get to see the same type of performance, especially being an American Pharaoh, 15% second-time routing. But the dam sire, Jack BK, super small sample, but 1-for-3 with the second time route as well. So she's just back where she needs to be. I think she'll handle the rail situation just fine. Happy Clouds for Anthony Ferrier is another one that I really am going to enjoy seeing going to this one turn mile here on Saturday. Anthony Ferrier, 28% from sprint to route. Now let's talk about Lady Lowry for a sec for Will Walden, who does bring in, as of the writing right now, Jack Gillian. To me, too many, I understand and appreciate the talent that this one has, but for me, just a couple of too many variables and a little uncontested. So I will be very happy for Will if he gets this one, but with just with the cup, first time against winners in a stake, going back on the dirt for the first time, just raising a couple of eyebrows for me.
All right. How about the private terms? These are the three-year-old boys, mile and a 16th on the road to the Tessio.
Okay, so I have a couple. So everybody is talking about register, and this is another situation where first time against winners in a stake, that's fine. But and David Donk has been doing a great job with the horse. I wish Katie Davis was coming to ride in Maryland on Saturday, but we have Georgie Vargas Jr. instead. However, David Donk's second time off of the route, as of recently, 1 for 11 and 2 seconds with that. So that's going to make me take my foot off of the gas pedal on register, although I do have this horse underneath. How Great Is Nate is another one that is one that I'm curious about. Was, of course, entered in the Gotham off a little bit of a layoff, just off of a break. Obviously, J.D. Costa fell out of the gates. I'm going to go ahead and kind of get intrigued by this one a little bit. Spidester, 15% second time with his routing. Andy Simoff, 17% second after the layoff, 4 for 24. But this one broke the maiden and was able to handle a multitude of different situations right from the get-go. So for me, that I just see precociousness in that. Of course, I'm also going to go to Circling the Drain with Brittany Russell, who's going to add to that speed effect with feeling woozy with the blinkers on today.
You know, and I'm glad you talked about How Great Is Nate. I mean, obviously, it was a disappointing scenario for Andy going up to New York and have that, happened and just probably...
It's horse racing.
Yeah, just probably relieved to get him back whole. That's a big part of it. Circling the Drain feels like a horse that's moving in the right direction. Interesting to see Brittany put blinkers on off the win. 6-1 is very attractive on Circling the Drain. Toledo, of course. And what about John Saltzman Jr. with Coffee with Chris on the outside at 8-1?
Right. I have him underneath. The only thing is that, so the horse, you can't argue that the horse is just in fantastic form and consistently fantastic form ever since coming back in late December, turning into 2023. However, don't forget that the mile and 16th here at Laurel Park, there is, from where the gate is, not a lot of room going into that first turn. We'll have to contest with a very wide trip. However, was able to do it in the Miracle Wood with the only one opportunity he had with the turn. So I'm waiting for a little bit of a drop, just a bit of a bounce factor. I just won't be surprised. Add to that with a bit of a wide trip. I just need to be a bit reconfirmed. Because this is a great field. There are a lot of different variables with a lot of different talent here today.
And it's a nice sequence. It ends with a 10 claimer if you're playing the pick 5 and the pick 4. But each of the stakes, and actually the pick 6, the Rainbow starts in race 5 with the conniver. But... take a look at these. There's some interesting possibilities. It's the pot of gold at.
We've been having. Speaking of pot of gold in itself, we've been having a multitude of prices that have been going on for the whole of March here on the weekend. So if a bunch of prices come up, I won't be surprised, because that's just what's been in the air over here in Maryland.
Outstanding. Callie Francois, that's Miss Francois to you, with the number 2 and you, the letter U, on Twitter. And who's your partners this weekend, today, tomorrow, Sunday?
So I've been giving a little bit of a break in the morning, so I won't be on for the morning show until Sunday, but Keith Fiesel and Tim Tulloch are about to go on for the morning show this morning. I will be analyzing today, and I believe I will be hosting tomorrow, but we also have Dan Illman coming in with Keith Fiesel for the morning show on Saturday. I highly suggest you take a look and watch them. Keith Fiesel has been doing a fantastic job of giving us some value plays in hitting and hitting with his picks. So I would absolutely pay attention to what he's doing over here. And then it's Keith and I in the afternoon on Sunday.
Outstanding. Callie Francois, as always, thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve-O. As always, a pleasure to be on.
Talk to you soon. Callie Francois, everybody. And another nice state card at... Laurel, and I'm just I'm pausing here because catching up with Hammer. He's actually in the Hammer. What do you? You're in the car, so you're listening to me. what do you think? You're throwing me off. I thought I'd get Hammer in here in this spot. Nick, normally we could have. Actually, I might be able to move. No, I don't know if we're able to move Nick around. Mike Welch is going to join us as well. Actually, let me... you're okay? You're okay now, Rick? Is that what you're telling me? Yeah? All right. It's up to you. I can... all right, let's see. Let's see what we got with Ray. Let's see if this works or not. We'll find out soon enough. If I have to make a alternate arrangement, well, hold on. Let me. There we go.
Good morning.
How you doing? Yeah.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, nice and clear.
All right, good. Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things. I was in midstream. I go, well, I can wait at home, or no, you know what? I can make it to the track by the time he calls, and then bingo. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and I heard the text, and I go, I know that's Steve for some reason. But, no, it's all good. I got my office going in the car, and, you know, so we'll get by. In fact, I just got a text right now that we're off the turf here today at Santa Anita, 6, 8, and 10, I believe they were. And they'll be running their same distances. Just had a ton of rain earlier this week.
Unbelievable.
And, yeah, I think it's, knock on wood, I think we've seen the worst of it from now. But we're in mid-March, and this is not normal. And it's almost like the year after I left in 2019 when they had all the trouble here. And I think it's rained even more. But... They developed a system, and it's cumbersome to at some point, meaning if it rains, there's some cancellations and some days of not training, but everyone seems to have taken to it, and, you know, going to come out the other end of this much better than it was 4 years ago, that I can tell you.
Now, having been out there and having you know, seen during a particularly rough patch that first heavy spate of weather and you know, literally just a couple of jogging days over a span of over a week, so you know, I saw how everybody, we talked to plenty of people, Sadler and Sheriffs about it, and Mark Glad as well. We understand what. You know, what the reality is, and everybody's dealing with it.
Right, and they've kind of adapted to it, and like I said, come out this side of it in much better shape than before, and that sometimes it's just best to, you know, be a little bit more conservative, and you know, they can tweak it a little bit, but it's actually hasn't been bad at all. A couple things going on. Of course, we've got March Madness going on in the middle of this too, and it's a wild weekend, the first wild weekend. But we've got the George Wolf Award on Sunday. Don't want to forget that. Javier Castellano was voted on to receive it. Very, very prestigious award for the riders in that. Is voted on by their peers, and you know, we have four or five nominated each year, and it's a really reward that these guys want to have, and a lot of the older guys that have won show up, and it have a little ceremony in the winner's circle here. So congratulations to Javier, and that'll be on Sunday, and fans always like to see this too because they come out and you know, I can see some of the past winners and things. So congratulations to him, and that'll be on Sunday. like I said, today we'll have what do we got today? The Sensational Star for St. Patrick's Day. And
it's the Irish O'Brien today.
The Irish O'Brien, excuse me. The Irish O'Brien. So that's named after a horse that ran a long time ago, 25 years ago. And we said, you know, this is perfect name for the day. We used to have that horseshoe toss on St. Patrick's Day, and we would have the big thing, and the guy would come down, you know, people would come down, and I think it was almost 20 years ago. Remember that? Somebody hit the horseshoe for the million, and I haven't been down in the winner's circle at the time, so he hit it. He was with a bunch of buddies, and they were all, you know, having high five and having, you know, a couple cocktails later. Then, like, the next day, they were suing each other over, you know, hey, you told us we were going to split it, it turned into be some legal mumbo jumbo, and then just kind of, it was great. And they were all down there going crazy, so I remember starting right up, you said you remember we were all going to split it, blah, 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 blah. So that kind of just went away, but pretty funny. You can't make this stuff up. But so interestingly enough, I was looking at that card today. I think there's six horses in there, six fillies, and four of them are by Grazen, which is I think Alexander's stallion that he stands at his place. And of course, he's got two in there. What's her name? What's the first one?
Alice Marble, the tennis player.
And the other one, Rose Maddox, who I didn't know on the bottom. So I looked her up, and she's a country western star that I played for about 2 hours last night once I started listening. And what a voice in the 40s and 50s. She sang that song, Move It On Over. That George Thorogood does,
yep.
Rock It On Over.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, she could belt it out. I put it on the background of that. Let me handicap it. So famous for naming the horses after, you know, usually sports people, but Rose Maddox, give her a listen and give her a look in here. She's got a little bit of a shot on the outside there. But Alice Marble, probably the horse to beat, and then that Carly Gaines filly, I can't think of the name of it, right next to her.
Big Summer.
But a contentious.
Big Summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
7-5 favorite. Now, thing is, though, Rick, this is coming off the turf, you said.
It is coming off the turf. I know Alice is running for sure. So, you know, hopefully some of these other guys stay in there. They're, you know, they're cowbreds, and, you know, they're supposed to run for whatever service they have when we come up with these stakes. So we'll take a look at that. We should be. You know, the idea of, you know, if this was a Saturday or, you know, a big card, probably would have eked out a couple of the races, but there's no need, you know, coming off a rainy week to push it and rather have them for tomorrow. And so you notice the extra races, 10 today, 11 tomorrow, 11 on Sunday, that's because of the cancellation on Friday. A week ago today was canceled. And so those races were filtered in, and so hence the little bit of an extra card there. Some extra races on the card, but you know, the sun is out, and I think we're supposed to stay dry through the weekend, and then maybe a little bit next week. But it's been crazy, it's been nutso with this stuff. But you know, the meat's moving right along. I was going to show some stats here. Don't want to crash yet. Okay, so I just want to go over the jockey standings and the trainer stuff. So, you know, Juan Hernandez, it took the lead right out of the box here, and it's just been riding great. And he's comfortably in front of a really nice colony. When you look down, I mean, he's got 44 wins, and second behind him is Fabian Pratt. Then Franco De Torre. I mean, he came out here figuring he just got to lounge around, but, you know, ride a few horses. He's been riding fantastic. He's excited. He's pumped up, and he's like, oh, why didn't I do this 5 years ago? You know, he's in there. He's in third place with 19. We got Maldonado. Hector Berrios has been riding great. Johnny B is here. Ken Tesormo, of course, coming off the big cap win. Joe Bravo. It's been a kind of a cool to see these guys compete against each other. Good colony. The trainer standings has been a battle. Phil D'Amato has taken the lead over Baffert. It's 21-20 with Doug O'Neill Fick finishing in that third spot. And Steve Knapp, who is loaded here. He's always been a trainer who runs his horses. He's got a few more of them, and he's winning more, and he's in fourth place with 16. And then the owner standings is, you know, I always like to honor these owners with a little recognition. Red Baron's Barn, moving right along on top with 8 and a bunch behind Paul Redham, Les Blake, Nick Alexander, of course, Horonis, and the Pegram, Watson and Whiteman group, right up together. So, you know, all the regulars have been participating, and it's been kind of a through the rain has been a pretty uplifting meet, I can tell, just around the track here.
Now, I saw the nice news. Did you see those aerial photos of the they got showing the reservoirs all filled up?
Oh, it's incredible. And these guys, they hate to have to say on the news that we're out of the drought, but they can't say anything now. I mean, some of the major water, the water that we get is from Northern California and some from the Colorado River to the east. But the major dam up there, Oroville, which was down to, you know, my gosh, you hate to even see it. But it's now full, and they're using their spillways to unleash some water, release some water, because it's even more full than it has been. So pluses and minuses of the rain, you know, some of us are like, yes, that's great. I said, you know, screw it. And I say the picture, I'm deciding what to do with the front yard after all this stuff, and put grass back in, which I did. I said, once the grass goes brown in Beverly Hills, then I'll take my grass out again. you know, they got the desert landscapes and the fake grass and all that. And I said, you know, I'll put the real stuff back. And right before the big rains came here this last time, so it's all green. And so not bad. I've been at home for a few days. I had this. Today, in the wintertime, I pay for my fun in the sun in the summer, in the wintertime, and I just had this blue light treatment deal where I can't really go outside too much. And, God, you know what it makes you do? It makes you read the news and be, oh, worst thing you can do anymore is read the news, especially out here in California. There's some wacky stuff going on out here. But I'm glad when you came out here, you got to see some of the good stuff. Boy. It's crazy, but anyway, it's all good. It's beautiful today. The sun is out, so that'll dry that turf course, and we'll be good. We've got the coast to coast. I think that what races 5 and 7 tomorrow from out here. One of them is the China Doll, and like I said, it's you know we're swinging out of it. I think when I'm just pulling in here to the gate, we'll see some smiling faces. As you know, it's been kind of gray, but the horsemen are around here pretty hardy, and they made it through. And I think they're gonna blast off here, especially with the Derby up ahead
on the other side. Let me give everybody. We'll talk to Mike Welch later about those Gulfstream races, which is the 7th, 9th, and 11th. Rick, you're using the 5th and the 7th. And it is an all-turf sequence tomorrow. Ideally, you think you'll be okay with that starter allowance 5th to stay on
tomorrow,
the grass?
Yes. Yeah. Like I said, the sun's out right now, and just taking it safe and giving it another full day to dry out. We should be fine, really. And then take the China Doll. That's a mile in the turf, and. Yeah, we should be fine. Like I said, just playing it safe. It's just, you know, I'm not sure, but I'm, you know, if this were a Saturday, we probably maybe had to run a stake or something, probably could. But there's no need to better sacrifice, say, today and get them in tomorrow rather than maybe kick it up a little bit today and have it in bad shape tomorrow. But, you know what? I was looking at, Rose Maddox, that's today. I'm fishing here, and I can't come up with the PPs for tomorrow.
Well, I could tell. I can give everybody. There's a couple of things that they should know. Paris Secret makes a U.S. debut for Phil D'Amato drew the rail and was actually a first out winner at Galway in October. But D'Amato has the, you know, has the favorite as it is, looking to the outside, that nice Comanche County, last seen, of course, in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly Turf. But she won the Surfer Girl, and at Del Mar, she won the Juvenile Filly Turf Stake after breaking her maiden first time North America. This is a little red feather that's also got Sterling Stables involved, the Highland Reel Filly. And she probably, I mean, if ready, you'd have to assume, you know, she's the horse to beat.
So she's the one that hasn't run since the Breeders' Cup, right? She's got a lot of back stuff going. Yeah, and the one on the rail, that's right, Paris Seeker. She's made one start, and she could be any kind. If you're going to take a shot here on this horse, she could be all right. This is the time to do it, probably, the first time out. Now I remember, there's a couple of, you've got some horses that are coming out of that Lady of Shamrock race last time. And I watched that race last night, and all these horses, there's not much speed in this race, Steve. And I think Baffert has a horse in here that's been on the turf. He's a sprinter. She's a sprinter. And I think she's going to be a decent price. And she's going to go to the lead here. And in that Lady of Shamrock, they ended up being no speed in there. And they were chasing the horses around and couldn't really make up any ground. You want to take a shot? You can throw her in there fast and shiny just because she's going to be out there running around. And a couple of Princess Bettina, who really didn't get going until late. I think she could be a decent look at a price in there from the Yurton barn.
She absolutely is. This is a Don Disney homebred coming out of the Lady of Shamrock, where she kind of arrived just a little bit late. Interesting horse. Princess Bettina is 5-1, and Tori gets aboard for the first time. The Wild Grazer, 5-2, just ahead of Princess Bettina in that Lady of Shamrock.
I gotta mention something since you brought up Comanche County Country and Little Red Feather. They had the NHC contest last week, of course, that you did and broadcast. Just great. It was fun to actually listen to you through the players and everything. But Little Red Feather, one of the principals of Little Red Feather, I'm sure you talked about this already, but Gary Fenton, who is the managing partner, finished third in the contest, which, you know, I texted him, I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, you finished third. I said, that is huge. I mean, obviously you finished third. I said, so you know what? I said, you get a pass for me. I said, I'm giving you a year pass on anything. For finishing third in that contest, that's right. I said, if you would have won, that's it. You could have asked for anything and you would have got it. But finishing third in that contest, I said, you get a year pass. So he's also on the TOC, who actually I have a meeting with this morning. And so I'm sure he's going to be yucking it up. But congratulations to Paul. How do you pronounce his last name?
Kalia.
Kalia?
Yep.
Kalia. Congratulations to him, of course, and anybody in that contest that finishes, you know, in the top 50% as far as I'm concerned. But to hang on there and win and congratulations. Next year, count on it. We'll be there for sure. But Gary Fenton, I gotta give him props. Congratulations for finishing third that big contest. Pay attention to Prado Baraccio, who finally broke got his first win, I think, last weekend. He's won three since. He's up to four. He's a kind of a trainer that you. But when I left here, ended up giving him a few stalls. I mean, he had three, four, five horses here. Now he's up to 20 some, and he's a good horseman. He likes to run, and he's starting to. People are starting to give him horses. He's starting to win. So pay attention to him on the scene here in Southern California for sure.
Well, you gave us Louis Mendez that helped provide, among other things, that terrific pop going back last week.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
that was
huge at the Maiden 50.
Yeah. Coming off the layoff, if that wasn't that Louis Mendez written all over it. I mean, I think it was 25-1 or something. But yeah, keep your eye on Labrador Bracho. In fact, I was hoping to have him on the show when he came back out, but that we'll deal with that situation when he comes out here. But Anyway, it's glad to see the sunshine and glad to get back. For me, get back to the track. I haven't been here in a few days. And, you know, good luck to everybody in their brackets, however that's working. And that's it. I'm in anybody that plays Derby Wars, they have their bracket contest this weekend, this 64 team, and they do a head-to-head. Start with 64 players, and then you play head-to-head, and you get down to it. And this is, they do it twice a year, so... That's my big deal this weekend, concentrated on that. That's a fun type of contest. Anybody that does Derby Wars or doesn't, take a look at it. They do another one in Saratoga, you know, a 64. You got to play your way in, and then, like I said, I'm playing. I got two soldiers in there, so I'm playing two people head-to-head, and you win, you move on. So
fun.
Very busy weekend this weekend. A lot of bracketing going on.
I love it. Well, Hammer, as you mentioned, in that fifth, for those that haven't looked, it's a mile, Phillies and Mares, starter allowance. That Lady J, who we did see, what? That was just 2 weekends ago. We saw her run.
Right.
And trying to see who else might just give everything.
Well, Feathers is in there from the hot Jeff Mullins barn, who's just, he's just let him up.
Yeah.
Off the claim, and he and Hector Berrios have really hooked up for, I think, 6 or 7 scores. I noticed Juan Hernandez stays on there. they've hooked up and they're 47% out of 15 wins this year when those two guys hook up. So Feathers has a shot in there for sure on the outside. A little bit of a price for me is that La Vecchina horse coming down, well met, coming down from Golden Gate Fields off the synthetic. This is the first race in one of these little starter handicap series. So it's not just a normal ship for him. Coming down, well met, probably going to be overlooked. Wind type horse, won 5 out of 24. Has one on the turf, and I think it's going to be overlooked. I think it's worth the price.
All right, cool.
And like I said, it's part of the coast to coast.
We'll get some opinions on the rest of those from. We'll get some Mike Welch insights on the other three races. And you know, I'll bring it up with you. Obviously, it's part of the Naira cross country. But I don't know if you were aware that they are including Rayito as the anchor leg tomorrow in the cross country.
I thought it was a misprint, to tell you the truth. I thought it was like part of a different article or something, but no, Rito Park, Tucson, Arizona. anybody, look, if you're going to Tucson this time of year, I think they run like 7 or 8 weekends. There's nothing funner than sitting out on a little table out there in the blast for these, you know, $3,500 claimers. I don't know, like I read an article, somebody must have made a deal over a late night cocktail at the symposium to throw the throw Rito a bone, but there you go.
Well,
Park.
There's actually, as I mentioned, and you'll realize the connection, it's the race, it's the stake, the $20,000 3-year-old filly stake, the Liz Bracken Memorial. And of course, you know, her association, her long career at Naira, there is a harmony and a connection here that you can sort of connect the dots.
Well, you know what, Liz did a great job there at the school and of course in New York. So maybe that is the connection. I hadn't seen the race or the name of the race. So I didn't have time to put that together. So I'm glad that. That's a good connection, and if that's not it, doesn't matter. It's a good story, and she was good. In fact, and she ended up getting sick. Well, she got sick a few years ago. When they went to the bullpen, and I had to go in, and you know, I just taught a couple of her classes there for a semester. And just a great person, and that's cool. They have A named the race after her, and B that it's. Get a little recognition. So, hey, what's wrong with throwing a little small track in there every once in a while?
I just to, totally
just
agree.
Just to shake it up.
Totally agree.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, maybe that's something that they'll end up doing more often. I don't know. Why not? Draw some other tracks around the country.
Hammer, I'm glad to catch up, and we'll talk to you from Ocala next week. Big weekend ahead next week, really, between Louisiana Derby weekend and the Ruby. But now it's now we pretty much sprint to Kentucky from here.
Right. So, Cal, and I hopefully, if you know, knock on wood, if things go well, I'll see you in Hallandale in 2 weeks.
Exactly. We'll see. That's right.
I'll be
That's
making right. the run here. And I'm glad to report that I made it to the stable gate without crashing. And I got papers all over the front seat and looking all around. It's all good. Always works out.
Yes, it does.
So good luck, everybody. Have a couple cocktails for the St. Patrick's Day, but stay off the road.
Good.
All right.
There's Frank at the gate. I love it. Thanks, Hammer. Rick Hammerly, everybody. Away they go. And, you know, I'm glad he mentioned Gary Fenton, who we didn't get a chance to talk to Gary at NHC. Nick Tamaro is going to join us in a couple of minutes as soon as he's finished with what he's doing. So timing is good for a break. And let me catch up here for a second as we go to the break. Actually, I can do it when we come back, because I think we're going to have a minute to be able to set the stage for the Cheltenham Gold Cup, which is about how much? 18 minutes away, 18 minutes from the Gold Cup. So we'll check some results, and I do know that there was a decent price, but I don't think in the novice, I don't think he had that horse in the novice. Let me take a look at that, and when we come back, hour three, Twin Spires weekend preview at the races. Nick Tamaro ahead, and Mike Welch back after this.
It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Here in Pennsylvania, we're proud of our breeding program, the best in North America. But we're also proud to be leaders in this industry. The PA Horse Breeders Association is funding cutting-edge research at Penn Vet into equine health and safety. And we endorse the SAFE Act to help protect the most vulnerable horses. Plus, we're pleased to support the aftercare programs set up by our horsemen's groups. Just a few of the reasons why you should join us in Pennsylvania, the premier place to breed and race.
Who are you betting on? How about an app created specifically for horse racing? Naira Bets. We specialize in thundering hooves, fist pumping, and boosting your bankroll with robust weekly promotions and offer betting tips from actual horse racing experts. Bet all day and night, nationwide. Get the action in thrill of horse racing with Naira Bets. $200 deposit match with promo Steve200. Visit NairaBets.com for details.
The Ponds family's Country Life and Maryland Farms are the place for breeding and racing in the Mid-Atlantic. Country Life is nationally recognized for making stallions and currently stands the Mid-Atlantic's leading first and second crop sires, Divining Rod by Tappan and Mosler by Warfront, as well as Freezing Fire. Maryland's 5/8 mile training track completes the full service facilities from the folding barn to the racetrack. Join the excitement of racing with Country Life Farm, where our partnerships can take you from beginning to winning.
Want to know a secret? The Massachusetts Breeding Program pays huge bonuses for finishing first, second, or third at any racetrack in the country. You didn't know that, did you? Massbreds get paid up to an additional 25% of their purse earnings for the owner, and breeder, and stallion owner, and developer. It's the best kept secret in racing, till now. Tell all your friends, and to learn more, visit massbreds.com.
Would you believe that champions weren't measured by rings, but by a crown? That the history books were written on dirt? That the greatest of all time was a horse?
He is moving like a tremendous machine.
Experience the magic at this year's Belmont Stakes as we honor the 50th anniversary of Secretariat's legendary Triple Crown triumph. Join